This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the third week of deep winter, the fourth week of the Pussy Willow cracking moon, and the fourth week of the sun in winter's Capricorn. The year seems to slow down and pause now, frozen in the middle of deep winter. But natural history and our own hope for spring continue to be the sum of our observations. Since there is no real limit to what a person might watch and record, an endless winter is only in the eye of the beholder. Like every other season, winter accumulates. It's the product of the sensation that we allow it to give us. It's only what we see it to be, and it's all that we see it to be. Even now, the landscape is part spring, part late fall, and the grass is greening in sheltered corners. The fallen leaves are darkening in decay underneath the snow. Osage fruits are becoming speckled with age. Autumn berries, which measure the advance of the year in color and substance, are thinning out. Coral berries are becoming paler. Almost all the bittersweet hulls have fallen. Red winter berries lie scattered about the ground. Honeysuckle berries are completely gone. Early spring weeds like purple dead nettle and hemlock have expanded into mounds. Pussy willows have cracked a little, and multiflora rosebuds are flushed and look ready to open. Crocus and snowdrops are starting to push up through the mulch. Overwintering robins gather in flocks. Crows that spent the winter in the south return to join their year-round counterparts. Starlings come more frequently to feed in town, and sparrows have begun to mate. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the transition time to late winter. In the meantime, watch for cracks in the landscape, letting in the light of spring.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.